Well, I'm back here in Saint-Antoine, and I'm with Jean Chalit, who's the man behind the series of events that take place here in Saint-Antoine. And I'm here because, Jean, you're starting the fifth edition of Lieu Mouvant. And what can we expect to see?
Okay, what do we expect to see here? There will be, as we did last year and the preceding ones, there will be plasticiens, we say in French. How do you call them? Artists?
Installation artists.
Installation artists that are going to be putting up their works in different places here. There will be spectacle vivant.
Live shows?
Live shows with dancing, musician. There will be encounters, rencontres, yeah, encounters with a lot of people like Orsena.
Well-known writer, of course.
Well-known writer. There will be Jean-Louis Etienne, Gilles Clément, who is a very known paysagist. There will be Francis Allais, who is a famous botanist. And there will be also exhibitions in the houses of the village. One different exhibition every month. In June, there will be the exhibition of Jean-Louis Etienne, the famous explorer of the Arctic regions. Then in July, this will be Francis Allais, exhibition about trees and plants. In August, it will be Gilles Clément, Les Paysages de Gilles Clément. Gilles Clément is a very famous paysagist. He has traveled around the world and he has written a lot about landscape and landscape design.
I noticed one of the buildings here has been strangely decorated. Explain it to those of us who can't see it.
The purpose of art is not to be explained, but I will try to describe it. It's the inside of the house, of the ruin. It's a house without roof. The painter, who is a girl called Flora Moscovici, has made emerged from the ground on the wall a painting which gives the impression of light going from the ground to the sky on the stone walls of the ruin. It's very impressive when it's finished. On the entrance of the village, an African artist from Congo has made a huge painting directly on the pignon on the side of the house. It's a woman throwing flowers. It's a beautiful big painting that signal the village, which is without that the village is quite discreet and nobody noticed it behind the tree. So we wanted to make the entrance very solid.
It's very visible as you approach Saint-Antoine.
Yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to live shows, what kind of things can we expect to see in July and August?
You will see two shows of the Ensemble Matthäus around Monteverdi. Not simply a show with Monteverdi, it's a creation. They recreate Monteverdi, Monteverdi 2.0, they call it. And the other date will be Monteverdi in Memphis, Tennessee. So it's a mixture of the music of two times.
The leader of the orchestra is a very inventive musician,
very,
isn't he?
Very, very. It's Jean-Christophe Spinozzi is quite known for his capacity of innovation and dancing, and he will even sing himself this time. There will be a group of dancers from Africa, from Chad, and from Congo, and from Cameroon that will come and create some show mixed with Britain musician and like Patrick Mollard, who is going to play with them. Patrick Mollard, who is the big bagpipers playing there, actually that will please, I hope, your Scottish audience, because he's going to play pibroch, which is very specific of islands.
Last year we had the pleasure of seeing a gentleman who constructed amazing structures on the stage.
He comes back. His name is Joan Le Guillerme. He comes back with a group of 12 other men, and they're going to build a huge structure without any nails and things. This huge structure moves by itself, you know. It moves by itself by moving one piece of wood from one side to the other. The structure seems to advance. It will come, it will walk during the whole afternoon from the chapel to the village. It will be very impressive.
Lots of information for people to take in there.
On our new website, which is very, very well organized, I must say. I didn't do it myself, so I can compliment it. It's been done by a very good specialist, a lot of pictures, and the site name is lieu-mouvant, plural, both words, lieu-mouvant.com.
That's where people can pick up any information they
all
need.
All the information, and it's the accurate information, because on the little leaflet that we distribute, which has been printed 2 months ago, some of the information is now somehow obsolete.
We've got a whole program to look forward to. June, July and August, every weekend, I understand.
Every weekend in Saint-Antoine, but on the 14th of July, which is not a weekend, and the 15th of August, which is not a weekend, there will be two afternoons. In 14th of July, it will be in Le Cosquerot, in Morbihan, in Lignol, in the beautiful park of the castle of Le Cosquerot, in the commune of Lignol. And the 15th of August, it will be on the ground of Pleur d'Hut, in the area of Locuon, the beautiful quarry from the Roman times.
That's a fantastic program to look forward to. Thank you very much, Jean Chalit, man in charge, director of Lieu Mouvant. Thank you very much for your time.
Merci, and I hope to see a lot of English viewers in our program. Bye-bye.